Ever wanted to try an Olympic and Paralympic sport? Try fencing. It's fast, safe, and easy to start. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/try-fencing. That's usafencing.org/try-fencing.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple. Take one. Hello, everyone.
I don't know. I think this might be actually airing on Christmas. I haven't looked at the calendar that far ahead. So if you celebrate, Merry Christmas. If you don't, Happy Thursday. Yeah, you can go ahead.
And I'm Chris, the guy who still can't untangle these stupid Christmas lights without questioning his life choices.
Same. Today, we're taking a jolly sleigh ride back to the 1980s to relive what Christmas morning was really like when we were kids. Back before smartphones, back before Amazon, and back when you could burn your fingers on a string of Christmas lights because they actually got hot.
Yes, the good old incandescent danger bulbs. Today's kids will never know the thrill of wondering if the tree was going to spontaneously combust by noon.
True. My Christmas mornings always started early, but not opening presents early. My dad, I think we've talked about this, my dad worked the overnight shift, so we had to wait for him to get home before we could open anything.
Oof, that must have been torture.
Yeah, it was. My sister, brother, and I would sit on the couch in our pajamas, staring at the tree like it might come to life if we looked hard enough. But my mom would always say, just wait until dad gets home. And we'd wait, and it felt like forever. Every car that drove by, we'd run to the windows, and we were like, oh my God, is that him?
That's both adorable and heartbreaking.
It had a happy ending, though. When he finally came through the door, tired but smiling, that's when Christmas officially started. And the wrapping paper started flying like confetti. Someone always lost a bow in the couch cushions. And for a couple of hours, the house glowed. It was magic. It was magic.
I love that. In my house, there was no waiting. Mostly because my brothers and I were human alarm clocks.
Well, there were seven of you guys.
Yes. We whisper... fight in the hallway from about 4:45 a.m. until my dad finally yelled, fine, go downstairs.
I can picture your dad doing that.
Yes.
That's the universal dad cry of surrender.
Exactly. But even then, we couldn't touch a thing until my dad had his coffee. Watching that coffee pot drip felt like waiting for a miracle.
Every Gen X kid knows the sacred rule. No gifts until parental caffeine is secured.
So what was your favorite gift you ever got?
Oh, I've talked about this. I'm pretty sure we talked about this last year. Easy peasy, my Cabbage Patch doll, Raquel. She had the classic yarn hair and the baby powder smell. But my ultimate dream gift, the one I circled every year in the Sears Wish Book, was the Barbie Dream House.
The big pink mansion with the elevator?
Yeah. The elevator. I wanted it so bad. Every year I'd flip to that page and I'd stare at it like it was the Holy Grail. I'm still waiting, by the way. I never got it.
So if anyone's listening and wants to fulfill a lifelong Christmas wish. Yeah,
exactly. I'm accepting donations in the form of a slightly used Barbie Dream House, but it has to be the one from the 80s. And yeah. The elevator has to work.
Yes, the Sears Wish Book was everything. I used to grab a pen and go wild, circling half the toy section.
Yeah, the Sears Wish Book and the JCPenney catalog. I know kids these days probably can't even picture it, but it was like this book that came in the mail. It weighed... like 4 pounds. It was what, 500-600 pages, and there was like a big toy section, and we would go through and we would circle what we wanted, so our parents were able to show Santa pictures of the things we wanted when we put it on our Christmas lists.
Kids nowadays probably have Pinterest pages.
Pinterest, yes. Yeah, probably. Or they can just send the Amazon links to Santa directly.
Yes.
But yeah, those catalogs would get so dog-eared. Like dog ears when you bend down the corners of pages. Mm-hmm. I don't know if kids today even do that. But those catalogs were barely held together by the time we were through with them. I know I would lie on the living room floor circling dolls and board games and Light Bright and an Easy Bake Oven and the Dream House that I never got.
Mine was all about Hot Wheels, Star Wars figures, mm-hmm. and eventually the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yes, that was legendary.
Yeah, the year I got it, my brothers and I disappeared for days. Just Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt marathons. My mom kept saying, "You need fresh air." And we all yelled back, "We're saving the princess."
That was every kid's excuse in 1988. Super Mario Brothers, and it sounded like you said Dog Hunt, but it's Duck, D-U-C-K Hunt. That came with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Did I say Nintendo? I meant Nintendo. I pulled a Chris. But that's what came with it when you got the gaming system. So everybody had those games. And we probably did need fresh air. But if we got it for Christmas, who's going outside to play in December?
It is cold out.
It's too cold to be outside. But anyway, do you remember how magical the living room looked before you started opening everything? You know, the colored lights, the piles of presents, the sound of wrapping paper creaking. And you must have had more under your tree than we did, because there were seven of you and there were only three of us. So I can't even imagine what the living room at your Bridgewater house looked like. It must have been filled to the roof with presents.
And paper everywhere.
Yeah, I bet.
There was coffee brewing, and we always had cinnamon rolls in the oven. And that was Christmas in stereo.
Yeah. My mom was the commander-in-chief of Christmas morning. She was pretty much the commander-in-chief of everything, actually. She was the boss. And she'd always have the vacuum ready, and she had the good mugs out for her and my dad. And she'd insist that everything looked nice before anybody came over later in the afternoon for Christmas dinner.
Same here. My mom had the Christmas cheese ball all like it was the centerpiece at the Louvre.
My parents made a cheese ball, too. It was good, actually. Every family had one. No one knew what was in it, though, but it wasn't Christmas without a cheese ball. Actually, what is in it? I don't even know.
It's good. I like it.
I like it, too, but I don't know what's in it. I think I have my parents' recipe somewhere. I have no idea what's in it, but it's delicious.
And do you remember that blue cookie tin?
Yeah, the one that... Yeah.
That one that later became the family sewing kit. Yes,
exactly.
Nothing says childhood betrayal like opening that blue tin, expecting cookies, and finding needles.
Yeah, that's rough. Yes, I do remember that. Every Gen X kid also just nodded in agreement, because we all know people of a certain age remember the blue cookie tin that was a sewing tin.
So let's talk TV for a second. You remember how we had to schedule our entire December around the holiday specials?
Oh my God, yes. That was, when we were kids, that was the highlight of December. Frosty the Snowman, a Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You guys, when it was on TV, it was on TV. And if you missed it, you missed it. There was no streaming. We didn't have DVRs, or I guess I should say VCRs back in the day. You guys probably don't even know what that is. It was heartbreak until next year. If you missed it, it was gone for a year.
And that one friend who somehow saw it would tell you the entire plot, like you were doing you a favor.
Yeah. And then the reindeer flies. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, kids today will never understand that kind of commitment.
Seriously. And speaking of commitment, the lights. Do you remember when one bulb went out, the entire strand went dark? I don't think it's like that anymore.
Yeah, my dad would spend half the morning muttering under his breath, testing bulbs one by one. You could have used that time to bake an entire turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the tinsel. You couldn't vacuum that stuff up for months.
Yes, it became part of the carpet ecosystem.
Or
always finding it. Months later.
Yeah, I swear by February, we'd still be finding pieces clinging to our sweaters.
Yeah, you know what's funny though? But back then, Christmas felt bigger.
It did. Maybe because we had to wait for everything. I don't know. The shows, the catalogs, even my dad coming home from work before we could open gifts. All that waiting, I think, made the magic last longer.
Yeah, and we weren't trying to make it perfect. The train leaned, the wrapping paper didn't match, half the bulbs were flickering, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, because it was real. There was, you know, we didn't have to take pictures and put it on social media. It was just real, and we were living in the moment. You know, it was warm and loud and chaotic and full of love.
And maybe a little exhaustion.
Definitely a little exhaustion.
And you ever think about how different Christmas is now? Kids wake up, grab a tablet, and their presents are half virtual.
Yeah, seriously. And yet I think part of us still chases that feeling. I know I do. That excitement, the smell of coffee and cinnamon buns, the glow of the lights before anyone touches a gift.
And the hope that maybe this year someone finally gets you that Barbie dream house.
Exactly. Hope springs eternal. But seriously, that's a feeling I've been chasing my whole life. We'll never get that back. We'll never get that feeling back. But anyway, that's our trip down Christmas morning memory lane.
Thanks for joining us in this cozy ride back to the 80s. We hope it brought back some memories or at least made you smile at how glorious, chaotic these mornings were.
Yeah, and for you kids out there listening, that's just like a little sneak peek as to how we lived back in ye olden days in the previous century. You know what to do. If you enjoyed the episode, go follow us, leave us a review, blah, 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 blah.
And remember, no matter what's under the tree, it's the laughter, the chaos, and the people you share it with that make it magical.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
And see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile. Christmas crocodile.